You're listening to SBS News.
Anne Russell has two sons in their 30s, both with fetal alcohol spectrum disorder, or FASD. When she fell pregnant back in the 1980s, doctors never suggested she avoid alcohol. Far from it. One suggested Miss Russell from suburban Cairns in Queensland and her husband go to the pub for a celebratory drink.
I took the vitamins, the pregnancy vitamins that were available at the time. I stopped smoking, what little smoking I did. I wasn't taking any other drugs. I remember even asking my doctor if I could take a Panadol, but alcohol wasn't on anyone's radar, including my own, and I didn't drink any more or less than my peers.
Her sons weren't diagnosed until their late teens. She says she wishes the disorder had been spotted earlier.
If my first son had been diagnosed when he was young, my second son would not have FASD. To avoid that, it would have been like life-changing for all of us.
Fetal alcohol spectrum disorder is now recognised as the leading preventable cause of birth defects and developmental and learning disabilities worldwide. It's a lifelong brain injury caused by fetal alcohol exposure. People with the disorder can have problems with memory, attention, reasoning, and impulsivity. Often referred to as a hidden condition, Professor Jane Halliday of the Murdoch Children's Research Institute says that's because it's often overlooked, ignored, or attributed to another condition.
It's very similar to other conditions like ADHD, autism. There's a lack of expertise and capacity to actually diagnose the condition. It requires a multidisciplinary approach, and there's just not the trained people out there who know about it.
Up to 5% of the Australian population is believed to have the disorder. A staggering 1 in 3 young people in youth justice facilities is affected. And a study in one Aboriginal community found a prevalence of 12%. The chief executive of the Victorian Aboriginal Childcare Agency, Adjunct Professor Muriel Bamblett, says early diagnosis can protect a child from some of the negative implications of the condition.
I've seen what can happen and how you can change the trajectory for a young person if you have early diagnosis. I think identifying that much earlier, you get to understand the behaviour and then you can put in a treatment plan.
The World Health Organization recommends women do not drink alcohol while pregnant nor while breastfeeding. Analysts of fetal alcohol spectrum disorder are calling for doctors to routinely ask pregnant women about their alcohol consumption. Gold Coast paediatrician Doug Shelton says that could cut the rate of occurrence.
We as clinicians have been doing something wrong by not asking or not asking well enough in order to elicit the history. The difference is made by having the courage to ask carefully and respectfully and in a non-judgmental, non-blaming way about alcohol use in pregnancy.
Muriel Bamblett from the Victorian Aboriginal Childcare Agency says the issues need to be confronted directly.
I think that a lot of doctors feel concerned about asking the question, particularly of Aboriginal women, and it shouldn't be something to shy away from or not ask.
Prue Walker, a consultant on the disorder, says contrary to the advice some Australian doctors give, there is no safe level of drinking.
There are plenty of women whose doctors have told them a drink or two won't matter, won't do any harm. And I think, that's not what our national guidelines say, but it does still happen.
Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.